Chapter 5. After-school kitten ball club had been awkward for Nori at first, because of her upside-down magic. All the other kitten ballers were typical fluxers. But now, 3 months after she'd joined, Nori could hold her kitten shape for more than 15 minutes, and the other players had gotten comfortable with her. During club, Nori and her fluxer friends worked with Coach Vitamin on kitten ball skills so they could join the team, the Dunwiddle Catnips, in 7th grade. Coach was also Nori's fluxing tutor. He was a bald, muscly man who could turn into 19 different house cats. He had a whistle he was fond of blowing, and he ate a lot of health food. Before practice, Nori, Finn, Akari, and Paige usually spent some time hanging out in the field. They ate chocolate and goofed around. Today, Nori brought Glowy.
"Samboozle," said Akari.
"Double samboozle," said Paige.
"I saw one of those at my friend's house last week," said Finn. "It's called a dreg, right?"
Nori let them stroke the luminous dragonette, and then she dug the last dreg out of her pocket and squeezed its silver eggshell. She wasn't going to give this one away, but there was no reason not to show it off. Paige turned into a kitten and sniffed the silver egg. It hatched. Out popped a tiny slate-gray slipper dragon. It ran toward Kitten Paige ferociously. Kitten Paige leapt back, her fur standing on end and her tail straight in the air.
"Ha! That scared me," she said, fluxing back into a girl. "They look a lot bigger when you're small."
The slipper dragon stomped its feet and howled. Nori scooped it up and stroked its tiny head. The dragon howled again.
"Hello, little one. I'll name you Howler."
"Where did you get them?" asked Akari.
"I just got my allowance. Brilliant Ned's has them."
"Sweet," said Paige. "There's a Brilliant Ned's on my way home. We should totally go."
Coach appeared at the far end of the field.
"Time for carrot juice," he called, waving a large thermos. "I have seaweed snacks, too. We'll eat while I go over the skills we're working on today. Then we'll flux and get moving. Okay, kitten ballers?"
"Yes, sir, coach," they shouted.
But they stayed where they were. Newborn Howler was yelling, and Glowy was turning green.
"Kitten ballers," barked Coach. "Now, not tomorrow."
"I'm totally getting a dreg after practice," said Akari.
"I'm coming with you," said Finn.
"Me too," Paige said. "The other fluxers are going to go nuts."
On Thursday, Elliot and Nori got to school early. Breakfast was served in the school cafeteria. Anyone who wanted could come and get cereal and milk, fruit and yogurt. But the real reason they were there was that the cafeteria was a good place to have a dreg dash, where people could race their dregs. Glowy could now do a sidestepping movement that Nori called doing the grapevine, and she was fast. Nori couldn't wait to pit her against Elliot's grog dragon, who could now turn cartwheels like a fiend. Nori had instructed all the UDM kids to show up early, as well as Zinnia and the kids from Kitten Ball, if they'd bought dregs like they'd said they would.
"Hey, everybody," Nori cried as she banged through the swinging doors of the cafeteria. "It's time for our first ever dreg dash."
She stopped short. There were a lot of kids in the cafeteria. Nori had forgotten how many people would be there just to eat breakfast.
Oh, well, they could watch the dreg dash. Breakfast entertainment.
She and Elliot cleared an aisle between tables. Andres waved at them from up on the ceiling, with Willa holding his leash. Bax, Pepper, and Sebastian came over, too.
"Is the dreg dash a race?" Pepper asked.
"Yep," Nori said.
"But Mud Pie doesn't move," Pepper said.
She held her mud dragon in her palm.
"I mean, I love her. Don't get me wrong," Pepper stroked Mud Pie's head. "She's learned to turn herself inside out and back again, but she does it while staying in the same place."
Mud Pie squeaked and retracted her head like a turtle. Then Mudpie's head disappeared entirely, swallowed by her inside-outing body, which popped and twitched when the process was done. Mudpie's insides, now outside, were bright yellow. She looked a bit like a tennis ball. Marigold joined the group.
Tootsie's no good at racing either, she said, unless she figures out a way to motor herself along using fart power.
Tootsie lifted her tail and farted on command. Nori felt warm as she looked at her friends' happy faces. She had done this. With the dregs, she'd brought her friends together. And if racing wasn't going to work, she'd look at the bright side.
The dreg dash doesn't have to be a race, she said. It can be, a circus-type thing, with all the dregs showing off. How's that?
Watch this, cried a fifth-grade flicker named Clyde. He elbowed his way into the group, his right hand clenched in a fist. Make way!
Nori was confused. She knew Clyde, but not well. He was round, like a plum. His dark hair was super curly, more curly even than Nori's. And when he smiled, dimples flashed in the warm brown circle of his face. Nori had nothing against Clyde. He seemed like a nice enough guy. He hadn't signed Lacey Clench's horrible petition against the UDM kids at the beginning of the school year. He'd never made fun of Nori and her friends in the halls. But why was he barging in now, acting all important? A long, loud farting sound busted out from between Clyde's fingers. Oh. Clyde beamed and opened his hand, revealing a freshly hatched, bright orange dragon. A tiny tangerine dragon.
Great dreg, Nori said, trying to shove away a surge of envy.
On the UDM field trip last month, she and her friends had seen tangerine dragons at a dragon rescue and rehabilitation center. The real live tangerines were huge. They loved eating cantaloupes. This was the first tangerine dreg she'd seen.
Check it out, Clyde said, digging around in his pocket. Tangerine dragons love fruit, and look what Juice does.
He withdrew a small red box of raisins.
Gobble up, Juice, he said, shaking two raisins onto the floor.
The tiny toy dragon walked over and ate a raisin, and then another.
This particular dreg cost a little extra, said Clyde. It only eats raisins, though, and nothing else. I tried feeding it peanuts, but it wouldn't touch them.
Another flicker kid came and sat down by Clyde.
Can I see?
Then another flicker came over, and another. All the flickers oohed and aahed over Juice and Tootsie and Mudpie. Paige, Finn, and Akari pulled out their new dregs to show, too. Their Fluxer friends clustered around, curious what was going on. Nori put Glowy and Howler down in the aisle between the tables. Bax did the same with his dragon. So did Sebastian, Willa, Pepper, Elliot, and Marigold. Paige had another luminous dragonette. Akari had a bumblebee dragon, all yellow and black. Finn had a seashell dragon, a kind that Nori hadn't seen before. Dregs were hopping and rolling over. One sneezed a tiny sneeze. Another jumped high in the air. Glowy tap danced, holding a pretzel stick like a cane. Other dregs walked on hind legs or barked or scratched their ears with their hind legs. Juice chased his tail. It was a tiny dreg circus.
How about if all of you come to my house on Saturday? Clyde said. We can have a dreg party.
Who does he mean? Elliot whispered to Nori.
Who do you mean? Nori asked Clyde.
All of you, Clyde confirmed,
looking at the UDM kids, the flickers with dregs, and the kitten ballers.
Anyone with dregs?
Marigold grinned.
I'll be there.
Pepper grinned, too.
I can come, so long as you don't have any pets I might scare.
No pets, said Clyde.
Most of the other kids said they could come, too, and Clyde told them to come at noon.
We can get pizza and do an even bigger dreg dash than this, he said cheerily.
It was 5 minutes until the school day officially began. The cafeteria workers began shooing the kids out. Time to go to class. Nori sighed. She was glad to go to a party, but she didn't like Clyde barging in on the dreg scene. He apparently had a big basement rec room and parents who didn't mind if he planned a party without even asking them first. Plus, he had enough spending money to get an expensive dreg that Nori didn't even know about. A dreg that ate raisins. Actual raisins. She couldn't hate Clyde. He was too nice. But sheesh. She wished he would just flicker himself invisible.
And silent.
She herded her dregs back into their shells and put them in her backpack. Nori? Someone asked. It was Clyde. Yeah? Can you help me? I can't get Juice back into his egg. I've tried 4 times, and I have to put him back because Ms. Applegate said she'll confiscate any dragon-shaped dregs if they come into her classroom.
She really said that?
She really did, said Clyde.
Can't you just turn Juice invisible? You're a flicker, after all.
My invisible things only stay invisible for, like, half an hour right now, Clyde said. Not all day. He looked embarrassed. I'm a little behind in flicker studies.
Nori took hold of Clyde's tiny dragon and his eggshell.
She said. She noted Juice's round, full belly.
I think he needs to poop. Then he'll fit back in his shell.
Oh.
Clyde furrowed his brow, then ripped a napkin into shreds and piled the shreds together in the compartment of a lunch tray. He'd made an impromptu litter box.
Go on, then, Nori said, gently urging Juice into the litter box.
Juice scrunched his face and squatted. Out came a tiny purple plastic poop. Nori and Clyde looked at each other, and when Clyde laughed, Nori did too. She couldn't help it. After that, Juice hopped eagerly into his eggshell, and Clyde clicked the two halves together.
Sweet, he said. Thanks. I'll see you on Saturday?
Sure, said Nori. She hadn't been sure till now that she wanted to go. I'll be there.
In Ms. Starr's class, they were studying poetry. Everyone sat on their desks, and they were taking turns reading a very long, sad poem about the inky death of a giant squid who fought with a whale. Every kid's dreg was back in egg shape, and except for Andres, who floated on the ceiling, every kid's dreg was on the corner of his or her desk. Bax was reading aloud about the long tendrils of the sad and lonely squid, when Nori saw Elliot squeeze his dreg. Then she watched it hatch with a loud farting noise.
Blurb,
she laughed. Everyone laughed. Groggy then stood up on his tiptoes and twirled as if he were performing ballet. Bax pressed the edges of his mouth together for a second, hard, and kept reading with a straight face. Then Sebastian squeezed his blurper dragon dreg and let it hatch. It started yodeling. At this point, Bax completely lost it, laughing so hard he knocked his photocopy of the poem onto the floor. Ms. Starr put her hands on her hips. Friends, I need the toys put away. I was flexible this morning during roll call and morning announcements, but now that we are doing literature, I'm putting my foot down. A couple of students put their dregs into pockets and backpacks, but Pepper was still petting Mud Pie. Mud Pie purred.
More! More!
The tiny dragon squeaked.
Everybody, I mean now, snapped Ms. Starr.
Nori blinked because Ms. Starr was a super nice teacher. She wore brightly colored clothes and had a big braided bun on the top of her head. She stood up for her students and taught them hula hooping and headstands and foot painting to help them balance their energies and make the most of their upside-down magic. She didn't usually get cross. Pepper put Mud Pie away.
Thank you,
Ms. Starr said as everyone finally settled down. All right, then. Willa, would you read aloud the next stanza? As Willa read, Nori felt a squirming in her hoodie pocket. Oh, no. Howler was hatching. She must have accidentally squeezed the egg. Very nice, Willa, said the teacher. You read with so much expression. Marigold, will you go next, please? Crack! Nori felt it happen. And then... Ms. Starr jumped to standing. Nori sank down in her seat. The class exploded in laughter. Ms. Starr folded her arms. Students, I understand that sometimes it is hard to tell if your toy is resting or if it is ready to hatch. I'm going to ask you all, please, to confirm that your toys are resting so that we can focus on this unhappy giant squid. When we are done reading, we are going to discuss internal rhymes. Nori, will you read? Nori put Howler back into resting egg shape and read aloud a stanza of the poem. But she couldn't help thinking that literature was more fun with dregs than it was without.